I'm overwhelmed this morning. I've missed you guys so much, and it's just overwhelming to see you guys here this morning. And I miss my church family. And I know you guys are all there, and being able to gather together and worship together and pray together, that just means everything for me through my week. And when I've not been able to do that, I'm missing something in my life. And so this is so important, and this is a special moment for me. But let's just worship the Lord. We're gonna.
Oh,
Amen. Glad to be here this morning. Got a few people on Zoom this morning. Amen. Tagging in with us. And such a beautiful day. Got papers flying everywhere, but hopefully we can get through this on this wonderful Mother's Day here this morning. And like I said, it's so great, I can't even speak this morning. It's just so wonderful to be here this morning, and I don't want to get away from this mic here. I guess everybody can hear me. I just want to walk around. I want to hug everybody, you know.
Amen.
So, like I said, I'm just kind of overwhelmed this morning with joy and emotions, you know, God is such an amazing God, and we are His children, and we're just bonded together in a special way. I want to take today's Mother's Day, and I want to say a few things about that this morning. Is it all right if I say a few things about you mothers? And dads, don't get offended if I leave you out this morning. And because I know we like to be in the middle of everything too. You know, we like the pat on the back too. But mothers are special. And, you know, there's joys of being a mother. And I know there's also difficulties in being a mother. And I know that there's many of you here this morning that are mothers. And you can think about your own mothers. And I know there's been several mothers that have went on this year, and I know they're going to be missed, and they are missed. And but I know that even if we don't have our mothers here, we have people in our lives that sometimes take the place of a mother, and so we can honor them as well. And so today I want to talk about the joys of motherhood and the godliness of a mother and a special mother. And you know, there's a poem that I read, a quote that I'd read. It said, The joys of motherhood are never fully experienced until the children are in bed. Amen. And, a godly mother, Proverbs 31:25 mentions what a noble character of a wife is. And if I can keep my papers from blowing around here. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord. Be with me this morning as I read your word, Lord. Let it fall on ears this morning. But Lord, we just want your presence here, Lord, in our lives. Overfill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It says in Proverbs 31, starting in verse 10, it says, a wife of noble character who can find. She is worth more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, in all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with her eager hands. She is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night, and she provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sits above her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task, and she sees that her trading is profitable. And her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple, and her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. And she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all, others, this morning. Amen. That is a wonderful statement that is made right there, the character of a mother. They play a lot of roles in the family. They do a lot of work. They do things beyond and above, and they need all the credit. Many of us are here today because of a mother. All of us are here today because of a mother. And, amen. I can say that. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my mother. And, you know, mothers are the place where love emerges from the earth and happiness rings out like bells in honor of birth. For life, our inner sky, so we may know that we are loved and need not question why. Mothers are the moon that shines upon our black despair, so even when we weep, we know that someone's always there. Whatever fear or stress or pain might them to anger move, we know that underneath the storm we have always their love. Amen. A godly mother will pray for her child and dedicate him unto the Lord. And another scripture this morning is in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 through 20, when we read about Hannah. And Hannah prays to God for her son and promises to dedicate him back to the Lord for his service. And Hannah was a wife of a husband that had two wives, and one of his wives had children and despised Hannah. Hannah wasn't able to have kids, but she was always downgrading Hannah for not having kids. And Hannah realized the purpose of having a child was not really, she finally came to this understanding that it wasn't just to fulfill her desire to be a mother, but to learn and help prepare the work of the Lord. And Hannah had to be confident in her role in praying in preparing for Samuel, was her child, for what God had for him. And Hannah had to be confident in her role for that. Hannah had to watch him grow up, because what she did is she went to the temple and she prayed. She prayed to God and she said, "Lord, if you'll give me a son, I will dedicate him to you. I will give him over to you and I will release him to you." And so Levi, the prophet, heard him, or the priest heard her praying. And the Lord blessed her with a son, and she named him Samuel. And she raised him until he was weaned, and then took him to the temple and dedicated him to God. And so her prayer, in watching him grow, she dedicated to him, knowing that he was going to be, and Levi had some sons that weren't so good. So he was around some rough guys, but she always prayed that God would take care of him. And a godly mother would defend her child and stand for the promise given to them. And I remember, I want to say this morning, my mother dedicated me. I believe this with all my heart, that she prayed for me. As a baby, she prayed. As a young man, she prayed. As a teenager, she prayed. And she prayed constantly for me that God would reveal his plan for me in my life. And I believe today that, I know she's listening and I know she's here, that she still prays for me every day as God continues to fulfill his plan in me. And I know that many of you mothers out there this morning, you pray for your children every day. You pray that God will watch over them and keep them. You pray that God will keep them safe. You pray that he will show and reveal his plan to them in their lives, and so that they'll grow strong in the Lord and protect them. Because we know that sometimes our kids are in places where we know they shouldn't be. And that's going to be that way in life. There's sometimes that they're going to come to things, and we know that it's only through prayer and letting God take care of them. A godly mother would defend her child and stand for the promise given to them. And we read in 1 Kings 1 where Bathsheba goes to King David to remind him of the promise concerning Solomon becoming king. Because what had happened is his brother, Solomon's brother, thought that he was going to be king. And he raised up a group of men and he started celebrating. And he said, I'm going to be king, because his father, David, was really ill. And he knew that it wouldn't be long before David would pass on. And he really thought that he was going to be king. But Bathsheba knew that that wasn't right. And so she went to David and she pleaded to David, don't you remember the promise that you made? I know that's what you mothers do sometimes. You plead to the Father in heaven, please, you remember the promise that you made, that you would watch over, you would keep us, you would protect us. Remember that this morning. He promises that. We just keep praying. We realize, and Solomon did become king. Bathsheba wasn't willing to watch someone sneak in and take away what belonged to her son. She was willing to go before the king to defend the honor of her son. You know, it was a risky thing to do back then before the king, because she did it without an invitation. And at that time, you were literally taking your own life into your own hands by demanding that from the king. But that's what a mother does. That's what a mother does. A mother will never stand idly by and watch her child being cheated out of what God has promised to them. She will stand in the gap and pray. She will sacrifice herself if she has to. I know my mother is unwilling to watch the enemy. I know she prays for me. And I know my mother's unwilling to watch the enemy strip away my calling to the ministry. She spends countless hours in prayer before the king on my behalf. And I believe that this morning. Washington Irving once wrote this: a mother is the truest friend we have. When trials heavy and sudden fall upon us, when adversity takes the place of prosperity, when friends who reject with us in our sunshine desert us when troubles thicken around us, still will she cling to us and endeavor by her kind precepts and counsels to dissipate the clouds of darkness and cause peace to return to our hearts. What a wonderful statement. A godly mother will release her child into the ministry that God has for them. In John 2:1-11, during the wedding in Cana, when the wine ran out, Mary knew who to turn to. She knew that her son had been called to such a time and a thing as this, and it was his time. And all the things that Mary had heard, all the things that she had seen and envisioned in her heart about her child, she was now releasing into him. She knew that her son was able and was ready. Mary knew what her son was capable of, and she was quick to encourage him and release him into that place of authority. Nobody knows the potential within a person quite like the person's mother. Your mother knows. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my mother. Abraham Lincoln once said that. Abraham Lincoln said, All I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. I love that statement. And I use that statement this morning. God is our Creator. And we pray for our mothers today. I pray for all of you. And today in your prayers as we go through this day and spend time or remember. I know not all of us are able to spend time physically with our mother. Sometimes now it's just a memory. But our mothers were special to us and are special to us. And even when they go on to heaven, we know that one day we're going to see them again. But even now that they've gone, we can still remember the lessons that they taught, the things that they put in us, and they're a part of us. And we can pray for our new mothers coming to terms with new responsibilities, and we know those responsibilities are not always easy. We can pray for and expect mothers wandering and waiting. We can pray for those mothers who are tired and stressed out and depressed. We can pray for those who struggle to balance the task of work and the family. And we can pray for those mothers who are unable to feed their children due to poverty. We can pray for those children whose children have physical disabilities and mental and emotional disabilities. We can pray for those mothers who have children that they do not want. We can pray for those mothers who raise children on their own, and that's difficult. We can pray for those mothers who have lost children who are out there in the world. We can pray for those who care for the children of others, and praise God for those who do that. We can pray for those mothers whose children have left home, who are prodigals. We can pray for those mothers, those who desire to be a mother, and that has not been fulfilled yet. We can pray for the mothers all to be blessed, that their love may be deep and tender. And we can pray that they may be led and they may lead their children to know and to do what is good, living not for themselves alone, but for God and for others. We can pray all these things today. Let's remember our mothers and the great sacrifices that they've made to make us who we are today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I praise and I thank you all in the job that you do. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just lift these mothers up that are here today, Lord. I thank you for them. I thank you for their sacrifices that they made. Let your Holy Spirit be in control of their lives. Let wisdom flow through them, teaching their kids every day, raising them for you. Lord, I just thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day that we've had today to share together. Lord, bless us again, Lord, as we are able to come back again and gather in your name, the name above all names, and that name is Jesus Christ. Lord, I love you, I praise you, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, girls. Plug it back in. Okay, I don't think so. Well. I can remember how to play this. Thank you. Well, it's been so wonderful today. Such a beautiful day, and I just hope everyone has a blessed day and enjoy this day in the Lord. I'm excited about coming back and being able to do this again getting together it just means everything to me. I keep saying that, but yesterday I just want to share this. Yesterday we had our grocery giveaway. Yesterday we gave out 111 bags of groceries yesterday, thanks to what was that, Mark? 112 bags of groceries yesterday, and I just want to thank everyone that was involved in helping and ones that gave monetarily. Thank you so much for that. It blessed so many people. And just to see people, when you hand them a bag of groceries and you know that it's helping them in some way, you know, that's what the church is for. And we're going to continue to do that as long as God's blessing it. And we're going to continue to do it every month from here out. And as long as God's blessing it, we're going to continue to do it. But thank you all for coming today. I want to keep going, but I know we have busy days today. And I just bless you all today. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see y'all again soon. Remember our Wednesday nights. I forgot. Mothers, we have a gift for you all. We have flowers and a little gift up here. So if you're a mother, just drive through the drive-thru. And as you leave out, or if you want to walk up, we'll hand you your gift as you go. But thank you all again for coming. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your presence here this morning. Lord, just bless each and every one that's here today. Lord, special blessings upon the mothers. May they have a great and wonderful day. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. Keep us safe throughout this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.